Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A solo hiker was found dead yesterday in the Chena River State Recreation Area. Alaska State Trooper spokesperson Ken Marsh says 26-year-old Jared Allen of Soldotna's body was found about 6 miles north of Chena Hot Springs Road, mile 49.
State Parks Rangers responded initially, and they located the overdue hiker deceased. Hilo 2 responded to recover the body. At this point, cause of death is believed to be hypothermia. No foul play is suspected at this time, but the state medical examiner's office has requested the body for autopsy.
Marsh says he does not have any information about what happened or what type of gear Allen had, but that he was about a mile from State Park's Upper Angel Creek Public Use Cabin. Allen was expected to return from a hike Sunday. Area temperatures dipped below zero overnight Sunday into Monday. Fairbanks International Airport saw another bump in passenger numbers over the summer. According to an FIA director, Angie Spear, a record 592,000 passengers came through the airport between May 1st and the end of September, over 16,000 more than the previous year, a boost she attributes to new service.
To San Francisco and to Denver on United Airlines this past season. And that helped increase overall seat capacity in Fairbanks, and obviously many of those seats were sold, so it increased the overall passenger traffic.
Spear says the increase continues a recent year's trend.
Been on an uptick for the past 5 years in a row, and it was 2.8% year over year between 2018 and 19, and we're expecting at least an increase of that amount or greater going into 2020, with American Airlines adding two new flights, one to Chicago and the other to Dallas.
Spear notes that new service hinges on research and marketing.
The culmination of years and years of work that we do along with Explore Fairbanks to promote Fairbanks and to work with the airlines to ensure that the needs of the passengers are met based on the data that we have that shows where our passengers' end destinations are.
Spear says the increases in summer service has resulted in an overall year-round passenger number uptick, despite a dip in winter charter service out of Asia 4 years ago.
And that wasn't due to lack of interest, that was due to lack of aircraft availability. This is a strong market, especially with the Japanese and the Chinese, for the Aurora.
Spear says the winter passenger numbers are rebounding, but are still not back to where they were 4 years ago. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrody.